I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Indeed it does, as we welcome Amber to the Z Morning Zoo. Hello.
Hi.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Mitchell.
Mitchell. Okay, why are we putting Mitchell to the test?
Well, because I saw him looking at a picture that somebody sent him on his phone, and when I tried to take his phone and see what it was, like, he wouldn't give it to me.
Did you get a good look at this picture? Like, was it, do you think it was a woman?
No, yeah, it was a woman, but I did not get a good look at it.
Okay, and I'm assuming you told him, hey, I need to see your phone immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I did when I saw that, like, I saw that it was a chick, and he did, and he told me, like, no, doesn't, you know, it has to do with the surprise that I'm planning you.
Well, I mean, it kind of is the season for surprises. Maybe he was working on, like, your Christmas gift or something.
I seriously doubt it. I think he just, like, I think he's using that as an excuse, like, for the timing, you know? And I think that, I'm pretty sure he's been talking to somebody behind my back.
Yeah, maybe the surprise is, hey, guess what? I'm cheating on you. So, all right, well, let's put him to the test. What we'll do is we'll offer Mitchell a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. And what you'll hear is who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, and before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Mitchell D, please.
This is Mitchell. And, by the way, I know exactly who you are and why you're calling me.
You do?
Yeah, I sure do. To the radio station, and my wife called you, so you guys are trying to set me up, but I guess she forgot that I listen to you guys every week when you do this, so she kind of busted herself instead.
So hold on. So you were listening just now?
Oh, snap! I am still listening just right now as we are speaking, except everything is like 10 seconds behind right now on my radio.
Yeah, that's because of the delay. So you heard your wife, Amber, call us and tell us about the picture on your phone.
I did.
Okay. So is she right about that?
Is she right about what?
Is she right about being suspicious of you?
Why don't you ask her, who decided back in July after our anniversary that we should try to have an open marriage?
Whoa.
She asked you for an open marriage?
Ask her. Ask her about her little fitness trainer and how she thought having an open marriage was a good idea because she was feeling all, well, trapped and bored. How about you ask her?
All right. Let's bring Amber on for a second. So, Amber, this whole thing crashed on takeoff, first of all, so I apologize for that. Did you know your husband was going to be listening this morning?
No. No, I didn't. And he's totally lying about the open marriage thing because none of that is true.
Oh, no, that's true. Okay, so you didn't tell me back in July that you felt trapped and bored in our marriage. You didn't suggest having an open marriage. None of that, huh? I just imagine it. I'm crazy.
I said that if it was something you wanted, that I would be open to discuss to it. That I would be open.
Yeah, but I never said that I wanted it. You were the one who said it. I said I was fine the way things were. You were the one who was dying to your personal trainer.
Oh, wow.
That is a total lie.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Can we get back to the reason we called you, Mitchell, which is the photo on your phone?
Yeah, what about it?
Is Amber right? Are you messing around on her with somebody else?
Well, so I am. It's because you wanted an open marriage. So guess what? Huh? You got what was coming to you, sweetheart.
Just imploded on us.
Amber, what is your husband, what he's saying, is that true? Like, about you and this trainer?
My trainer told me that he had a crush on me, okay? And I told Mitchell about it, like, and then he got all defensive and said stuff like, you know what, well, I've had a bunch of opportunities to get with other people and didn't, and stuff like that. Like, and I just said, well, if you want to try, like, an open marriage, or, like, if that would help us or whatever, like, we could discuss it. And that was as far as it got.
So you would be willing to have an open marriage then?
I mean, I would if we discussed it first, you know, like for my own health concerns, you know
so
what I mean?
You never acted on this crush though, like the crush that your trainer had on you. Like you never did anything with him.
I need to hang up with you guys. Mitchell's calling me right now.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, I guess.
Yeah, thanks.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.